proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue looking at the Israel and future prophecy, especially with regard to their dealings with the figure known as the Antichrist. Those Jews who subscribe to a treaty with the Antichrist will be disappointed. In the 28th chapter of Isaiah, that prophet may have alluded to such an agreement between the Jews and the Antichrist. In his book, the prophet quotes the Jews of that day as saying, quote, "We have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves." Unquote. God will not allow that agreement to stand. He declared in that same passage that, quote, "Your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it." Unquote. How will that happen? After 3.5 years, the Antichrist will break his agreement with Israel. The writer of Psalm 55 may have prophesied this event when he wrote, quote, "He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He has broken his covenant." Unquote. The culminating event in that breach will occur when, in the words of Daniel chapter 9, the Antichrist, quote, "shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease." Unquote. At that time, he will declare himself to be God, as Paul noted in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. When that happens, the Jewish people will do well to heed the warnings of Jesus Christ, which he issued in Matthew chapter 24. Quote, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes." Unquote. When the Antichrist breaks his covenant with the Jewish people, Jews will do well to heed those warnings. The Lord's use of the future tense suggested that his words applied to a future, a coming, rather than a past scenario. In other words, his admonition did not refer to any actions in Israel undertaken by, say, King Antiochus IV of Syria, events which took place nearly 2 centuries earlier. Rather, the Lord referred to a future event initiated by the Antichrist. What constitutes this abomination to which Jesus Christ and Daniel before him referred? In the Old Testament historical books, the term abomination had connections with idolatry, particularly with reference to pagan ceremonies involving human sacrifices. When the writer of 2 Kings chapter 23 alluded to the Moabite deity Chemosh as, quote, "the abomination of the Moabites," unquote, he might have reflected upon an incident he described earlier in 2 Kings chapter 3. An event in which a Moabite ruler offered his son as a burnt offering, trying to change the tides of battle which were going against him. This abomination of desolation will appear midway through a 7-year period known as the Great Tribulation. This will be a time that, according to Jeremiah chapter 30, will be known as the time of Jacob's troubles. Our next session will delve into God's plans for the Jewish people during that tribulation period. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.